Subject, cheating. And now I'm in trouble. Dear Stephen Shirley, I was in a relationship with a lady for 2 years and everything was wonderful. Now I'm in trouble due to the fact of cheating with my ex-girlfriend. I would chat with her from time to time and she knew that I didn't love her, but she still chatted with me. She told me that she was going to surprise me one day. And, well, one day she was waiting for me when I got off work. She said she wanted to talk to me in private, so she paid for a hotel room, and you know what happened next. We had sex. As stupid as I was, I didn't use any protection. 3 months later, she tells me that she's pregnant. My lady found out about it, and now she wants nothing to do with me. I love her, and I don't want to lose her. I don't know if the baby is mine or not. I have told my ex-girlfriend many times that I want a DNA test to find out if it's mine. She will not give me one. I don't love her, and I have told her that. She said she did that because she wanted to have another baby, and she even bought rings for both of us. She already has one child by another man who left her. I will admit that I did a stupid thing. Instead of walking away, I walked into a trap. I need help. All right, you got caught by the oldest trick in the book. I mean, and nothing, you know, that Steve and I will say can ever change that. I mean, that's not going to change. You already know you were stupid. You said it in your letter. You were stupid when you agreed to go to the hotel room with her. Hotel room? Come on, man. And then the stupidest thing of all, no protection. Oh, how many times on this show do we say, you know, you got to use protect. You have to protect yourself. You have to do that. I mean, not just from getting someone pregnant, but from all the STDs and everything that are out there. In this instance, you've shot yourself in the foot. I mean, there's nowhere to go from here but forward. You got to get that DNA test. You have to do that to see once and for all if this is in fact your child. And if it is, you have to do the right thing and take care of the child and be a father to that child. If you can, if you know she will allow that, hopefully at the very least you'll pay child support. As far as getting your girl back that left you because of this, I don't know about that. You're going to have to do all kinds of begging and pleading and everything else, and she may or may not take you back. That's on her. I don't know, but you're in a world of trouble right here, and you did it to yourself just for being stupid, you know. I don't know what to tell you in this instance. At least of all, just try to get that DNA test. Steve?
Wow.
I don't know. Yeah, this is what? Too stupid.
You done got yourself one in here. You done got in a good one, young soldier. I feel for you. I really do, man. Because on so many levels, man, you get it. And then on so many levels, you don't get it. But man, oh man, oh man, ain't we all done it? A lot of us. Not this exactly particular. I've never done this, but you
I've
know,
been stupid.
I mean,
really,
and on a lot of different levels. Here's the cold part about us. You're in a relationship for 2 years. Everything wonderful. Dog, you love your girl. Everything cool. Now you're in trouble due to the fact that you was cheating with your ex-girlfriend. Dog, ex is a reason why. It's ex. I would chat with her from time to time, and she knew that I didn't love her, but she still chatted with me. Now hold up, dog. Don't blame her. You chatted with her. You the one got the girl. You chatted with her. And that's all your girl is looking at. Skip the fact that she talked back. The fact that you was even talking to her is what your girl stuck on. Not to mention other things. She told me she was going to surprise you one day. And oh, don't we like surprise. Well, she was waiting for you when you got off work. She said she wanted to talk to you in private. So she paid for a hotel room. And you know what happened next? We had sex. Okay, dog. You knew that, though. You knew when she said she had a surprise for you. You was kind of hoping. Man's stupid, but we ain't that stupid.
Come on.
Well, I sure hope this surprise what I think it is. She want to talk to you in private. Phone conversations is private, usually. But no, she done bought a hotel room. You went up there, dog, knowing what was going to happen. Here's where you got smart. You said, as stupid as I was, I didn't use any protection. That's the only smart thing you've said so far in this letter. You stupid.
Seriously.
3 months later, she tells me she's pregnant. My lady found out about it. Now she wants nothing to do with me. Okay, where is the surprise element at? My lady found out. Now she don't want nothing to do with me. Because you done slept with another chick and got her pregnant before y'all moved y'all's life forward. Now, you done threw all everybody's life down the hill because you had to get you some without protection.
Ugh. That kills me.
And then she found my, now I love her. This is your lady, and I don't want to lose her. Man, I know you don't. I really believe that, bro. I really believe that you do love your girl. I really do believe that you don't want to lose her. But you done everything in your power to lose her. Everything, man. I mean, dog, you done really put your foot in it this time. See, not only have cheated on this girl, you got another woman pregnant. Mm-hmm. Now, you sitting up here thinking that your first thing is quite natural. It ain't mine. Mm-hmm. I want a DNA test. She will not give me one. She ain't giving you one because two things. It's a possibility that it might not be yours, and then the gig will be up. So what she trying to do is have a baby, keep the pregnancy going,
yep,
claiming you as the father to destroy the relationship you got with this girl. Because this move was all a plot.
Oh, yeah.
She said she did it because she wanted to have another baby, and she even bought rings for both of us. So that lets you know she plotted this whole thing. Brother, I'm sorry, man. You're going to have to be a great father.
Bottom line.
In spite of the deception and in spite of the stupidity, you're going to have to be a great father.
Quit going in these rooms for conversation. Don't nobody conversate in no room.
Dog, don't nobody talk
y'all could've talked
about
nothing in the lobby.
In a damn hotel room. Yes. What's it to talk about? Ain't nothing in there but a bed and a TV.
Right.
Hello.
All right.
And a bathroom, and I need all three of them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.